Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you wake up in the morning and the light.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Bert Folsom is our guest. He's an author of at least something under 20 or 30 books that he's written over in his career, and all of them very important. They've sold something under a million copies across the galaxy. He's a professor of history at Hillsdale College. Bert, thanks again for being here. We're talking about trying to see if there's any similarity between the first 100 days that President Trump has experienced in his presidency and anybody in the past.
How about Abraham Lincoln?
Yeah, tell us about that.
Well,
you remember him, don't you, Bert?
Good buddy, Jim. Abraham Lincoln, of course, had a civil war on his hand, and that's roughly what President Trump seems to have a little bit of. The party he's dealing with are so much against him that they would rather see him fail, even if it means the country fail.
Right.
And you don't see too many situations like that, at least where it's as open as it is right now.
You're saying where there's such a lack of leadership. Where's the statesmanship, Bert?
Well, it's not a question of statesmanship. It's just it's so much as it is the other side. Simply believes, the progressives believe that if Trump succeeds, their agenda will be undermined for a long time.
And they are correct mundo on that.
Yeah, and that agenda is one that they want to see instituted. They want to see implemented. Often in American politics, and the founders set it up this way, is that you have competing ideas, and you, in the marketplace of votes, win elections, and then you put your ideas into effect, and you have sort of a loyal opposition that will oppose you, but they're not going to try to undermine you, at least with the rest of the nation. What we see with Trump is that the other side, we see this through the surveillance a little bit. We see it in the nature of not letting his cabinet get in. I mean, there's no reason to oppose Rex Tillerson like that.
Right,
you know, we want to get our.
I think the Democrats made a tactical error, a tactical blunder, when they allowed the Republicans to go nuclear with Gorsuch instead of with the second one. I mean, they should have given them Gorsuch. They were going to get it. They weren't going to stop Gorsuch. They should have let him have Gorsuch and then stake their claim on the one that will change the balance of power. I think that was a tactical mistake on their part.
But that shows you how far it's come, because what you have just described is something so logical that you're right. They should have seen that, but instead, you hate the person so much. Anything he does, you
want
to oppose.
Well, that's what I call that: desperate people doing desperate things.
Yeah, you may be right. You may be right.
But let me ask you a question. Here's something though that I do want you to comment on for sure. Did any president, Lincoln or FDR or others, have the animus, the absolute lockstep opposition to the point of being unprofessional and dishonest of the press against them, like Trump?
Oh, on the press? No, no.
Has there ever been a case, a time, when the Main Street press, the legacy press, has been so vehemently against a president that they actually would suspend professional behavior and honesty?
No, absolutely not. And
is that a fair analysis I just made?
That's a fair analysis. The only one again is Lincoln, if you look at the Southern press. But no, there is no example.
Now the candidates, we have to be fair. The candidates did it to each other. Jefferson did it to Adams.
Right.
Had someone write something for the candidates did it to each other, maybe.
The candidates did it
Remember
to
that?
each other. Well, you sure did. And you had, of course, and you even had the Alien and Sedition Act. You had trying to suppress newspapers. Under the Alien and Sedition Act, about a dozen people got put in jail for things they said or did about the opposition.
Mm-hmm.
It was a total denial of freedom of speech.
And what, remind us what decade that was?
That was the 1790s.
Yeah, that was a little before your time.
Jefferson didn't consult me on that one. but he got rid of it when he got in.
But do you agree with me that the most dangerous thing right now, the most unsettling, the most dangerous, the most potentially damaging to our nation going on in America right now is the corruption and the dishonesty of the mainstream media?
I think Jim, that's a good point. I agree with you. I think it is just the media is, of course, is supposed to be a check on both
they're
sides.
Shameless. They're shameless, Bert.
They're shameless. But they
and
are
I would
really
say this. I would say this, regardless of who the president was, if they were behaving this way against anybody else.
They are part of the progressive agenda in the United States, and they may be leading. They and the Democrats.
They're wholly owned. They're wholly
are
owned. Yeah.
Lockstep. Yeah. And of course, they interact. You have members of leaders in the media who have offspring working for the Democratic
Party.
Well,
we know that they colluded during the campaign.
Yes,
we know that.
And then,
they
of course,
did.
When these issues, look at the whole way Susan Rice has been treated,
right,
you know, by the media, from the video.
Oh yeah.
On up,
oh yeah.
To the recent surveillance.
Yeah, it's astonishing. It's the most dangerous thing going on in America right now. Going forward, if we can't have an honest media, then America is doomed more because of that, in my opinion, than anything else. A quick break, right back with Bert Folsom. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.